1-800-283-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're gonna sell it, we're gonna tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Well, it's time for Swap Shop, and you're listening to Swap Shop right here on WWGH 107.1 FM, and I'm Glenn Coble. We had a great get together this morning with James Anderson, our Marion County naturalist, told us all sorts of stuff, and brought in pelts from several of the weasel family. They were so beautiful. Now, mind you, he did not get those pelts. They were donated to him or given to him by people that were licensed to do that sort of thing. So don't get too upset with James. James had a great show this morning, though. He told us all sorts of stuff about critters that are starting to poke their little heads up. You know, spring's just around the corner. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about on Swap Shop today, because you know how Swap Shop is in the middle of the winter. It doesn't go so well. But if you do have something that you're interested in selling, or if you're looking to buy something, or you have an event you want to talk about, give us a call here at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And let's see if we also take a lot of letters and drop-offs and stuff like that with events that are going on. March 10th, the 47th annual Harding Day Dinner that is going to be held on Thursday, March 10th. That will be at the All Locations Banquet Facility. That's out there on Waldo Delaware Road. That'll be on the 10th, and let's see what the time is here. I don't see a time on here. 6 hors d'oeuvres will start at 6 p.m. So if you're interested in doing that, advanced dinner reservations are required, and they're $40 a person, and they're required to get them by February 25th, so you're down to the last minutes. A final RSVP will be accepted until Wednesday, March 2nd, but that'll be at $50 a person, so it'll jump up a little bit there. You can reserve a table for $320. That's a table of 8. I still haven't found the time. It's Thursday, March 10th, but it doesn't say the time right there. If you call or check with anybody with the Marion County Republican Party, you will be able to get those, and you can make your check payable to the Republican Party, 146 East Center Street in Marion. I still haven't found the time. Check with your friends at Marion Republican Party, okay? Let's see here. Anything else going on this week that was sent in to us? The last Saturday of the month, the Vietnam Veterans of America are going to have a breakfast that'll be served from 7:30 to 10:30. That's the last Saturday of this month. That's at Chapter 1117 of the Vietnam Veterans of America, and that's going to be held down there at the VFW Post 7201, which is at 1614 Marion Marysville Road. That's in that Route 4, I think it is. All right, let's see if we've got it. Now that one's already over with. So is that. Okay, so those are the only things that we've got right now that are going on. If you have something, you can send it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. Now, that's if you have an event, or even if you want to sell an item, you can, or find an item for that matter, you can send it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. Today, by the way, if you want to call in and talk about anything that's going on in your like nonprofit or your church or something like that, or you have an item to sell, call us at 740-383-9944. The only thing that we don't sell are items that require some sort of legal registration, like guns or cars or houses, that sort of thing. We can't take that. Excuse me, I had to get the mic turned off so I could cough. All right, you're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. One of the things that we do, especially... Sorry about that. That surprised even me. I'm sure it surprised you. I have to clean my face off here. All right. Pretty embarrassing. Okay. What was I going to... Oh, one of the things that we do during the winter months when we don't have many people calling in, we do like trivia, and I thought, what a great day to do March calendar trivia, because we have the whole month ahead of us, and this way you'll know what's going on all month long. Now, I've got several dates that are important dates in the month of March. By the way, yours truly will be gone after the 28th of March, because I'm heading out to California and I'm going to get some wine from my son's winery. But basically, we're going to go out to see my son and my daughter-in-law. out in Ojai, California, which is north of LA, about an hour and a half drive. All right, on the 1st of March... You know what the 1st of March is? It's Mardi Gras. Yeah, I've never been to Mardi Gras. What they call it, Fat Tuesday, right? Or Shrove Tuesday, I guess. It says that right here. But it's to most of us, it's Mardi Gras, which is March 1st. And this basically the final day of feasting before the Lent begins on the following day, which is the 2nd, which is Ash Wednesday. That'll be the 2nd of March this year. That changes because, you know, Easter is based on the sun and stuff like that. I've got all sorts of phone calls coming in that I don't understand. I'm going to have to cancel this one. Okay. I think I got that right. All right. March 8th is International Women's Day, which is a day that not only celebrates the achievements of women and the progress made toward women's rights, but also brings attention to ongoing struggles for equality around the world. And there's a lot of problems around the world for women, more so even around the world than right here in the United States, and there are plenty right here. Some of my best friends have been women. My mother, my sister, my wife. All right, we've got also. I'm getting all sorts of phone calls about. I've been looking for a motor home, and I've gotten two phone calls today while I was on the air, and unfortunately, I forgot to hit the quiet thing on my phone, so I got phone calls. March 13th. That's the start of... Some people hate this day. I don't mind it at all. I don't mind either side of this day. Daylight savings time will start on March 13th. Now, and I don't mind falling back, and I don't mind leaping forward. It just kind of changes life up a touch, right? But March 13th is daylight savings. Daylight savings time will start, and that'll begin at 2 a.m. of that day. So set your clocks on March 12th up if you go to bed before 2 a.m. That's what time when we observe it here in this area. I'm not sure how far daylight savings time goes over. It goes over somewhere, or at least I think it goes over by Chicago, and I think they also celebrate daylight savings time, but they're on a different time zone, so things are a little different over there. March 15th is the Ides of March. You know the Ides of March? Beware the Ides of March. Well, I think it was Caesar that didn't beware, and he ended up wearing somebody's sword. Also on March 15th is Clean Monday. I thought all Mondays were clean, but March 15th is called Clean Monday. It's also called Pure Monday. Let's see, what else is it called? It's the beginning of Great Lent. I thought all Lents were great, too. So it's the beginning. It marks the beginning of Great Lent for followers, of the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church. And this day is similar to Ash Wednesday of the Western Church. So they have two different dates that they celebrate. March 17th is St. Paddy's Day, a crazy day in Chicago. And as you probably recognize, I used to work at DePaul University in Chicago. At least I think I've told everybody that. And I worked in the athletic department there, and we were out on the north side of Chicago. St. Paddy's Day was an exciting and kind of dangerous day to be out and about. The only time I nearly got mugged in my life was St. Paddy's Day. I was on the elevated heading back to get my train ride to go home, and some rather drunk young man tried to stick me up. Well, he didn't have a gun, but he demanded money from me. Well, we hit, you know, if you've ever ridden on the L, we went around a bend. And when you go around a bend on the L, the L shakes really a lot at that point. Well, this knocked the kid down, and he just didn't get back up. And I went and got a security guy, and he came and helped the young man to his feet. And I don't know what he did with him after that, but that's the only time I've ever been even close to being mugged. St. Paddy's Day, we used to go over to I can't remember the name of the bar. Tony's Bar. I think it was Tony's. It was about a block away from where I worked. And no, it wasn't Tony's. Oh shoot, I can't remember what his name was. Anyway, he was an honorary fire chief and an honorary police captain. He had that much political clout in our area. And because of that, the city department would come and paint the line down the middle of the road in front of his bar green on St. Paddy's Day. And he got so many people on St. Paddy's Day that people would be lined up and his entire bar would be packed, and people would hand the beer hand over hand to people outside, and the money would go back, and everybody was honest about it. But there was a lot of drunks around that bar at that time. Boy, I wish I could remember the name. I don't think it was Tony's. We had Tony's down in Athens when I was at OU. But anyway, great day, great fun. You had to be careful, because there were a lot of pretty drunk people on the streets. March 20th brings about March equinox. Sometimes the equinox is on the 20th, sometimes it's on the 21st. I think sometimes it's on one or the other days on either side of that. But anyway, March equinox, or as some people call it, the vernal equinox or spring equinox in the northern hemisphere. And that is basically the beginning of spring. In the southern hemisphere, it's the beginning of fall. So it's a little bit different when you go south of the equator, right? Okay, March 29th through March 31st are known as borrowing days. According to lore, the last 3 days of March have a reputation of being stormy. I don't know why that has anything to do with the borrowing days, but I thought borrowing days were every day, but maybe when I was younger. Now I don't have to borrow so much, I guess. let's go on. I've got some trivia questions about St. Patty's Day. If you have an item that you're interested in selling or buying, or an event you'd like to talk about, give us a call here at 740-383-9944. We do have some items that have been sent in. Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1117. They're having a breakfast on the last Saturday of this month from 7:30 to 10:30, and that'll be down at the VFW Post 7201, which is at 1614 Marion Marysville Road. And it's open to the public. I believe that's the place that has the helicopter out front. The 42nd Annual Harding's Day Dinner will be on Thursday, March 10th. It'll be at the All Occasions Banquet Facility, which is down there on Waldo, Delaware Road, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road in Waldo. The hors d'oeuvres will start at 6. I finally found a time. Hors d'oeuvres will start at 6. So they'll have hors d'oeuvres and wine and beer. Let's see. Advanced dinner reservations that are required, $40 per person. Or if you're a little bit late, you can go up till March the 2nd and pay $50 a person. They also have tables for of 8 for $320, and you need to make the checks payable to Marion County Republican Party. Alrighty, let's see here. Nothing going on at the Tallgrass Trail today because we already had James here all morning. We stole him away all morning long. Free Narcan training. Oh, nope, that's ended. So that's done. All right, that's all we've got for today. And you can send, if you have an item or an item, or if you have a show. If you have an event that you'd like to publicize, send it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. That's WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. Okay, let's continue on. I'm going to make you really smart about March. What do you think? Excuse me, my nose is running again. Got it. Oh, we got a phone call. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, Glenn, my wife is looking for a 10-inch tablet.
An electronic tablet. Yeah, I got you. 10-inch.
Yeah, looking for something for her granddaughter to play with.
Oh, yeah.
It don't have to be anything expensive. Just needs to work and get the internet.
Okay.
And her phone number.
740-340-396-1829. Now, it's a 10-inch tablet. You really don't care what brand. It's just a 10-inch tablet that needs to be able to get the internet, right?
Yep, and if they got a 7-inch, no need to call because she's already got one. She wants something a little bigger.
Okay, 10-inch, okay, I got you. And the phone number is 740-396-1829, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll announce that, see if we can't
find
one. Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's see if we can't find something for that young lady. She needs a little bit bigger tablet. I have one, but it happens to be a 7-inch one, and I'm not sure how good it works anyway. My wife and I got it for her before I bought her her own laptop, and we never did figure it out. Now, I imagine a younger person would turn it on, and it would work perfectly. But we just didn't know how to get all the stuff to work, right? It comes on fine. We just don't know what we're doing. We're just old folks, right? So anyway, if you have a 10-inch tablet, it needs to be able to get the internet and it needs to be able to work fine. Doesn't have to be brand new, obviously. Give a call to 740-396-1829. Now, if you have something you're looking for like that, give us a call at 740. What is our number? 383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We'll pass it along, so maybe we can find this for you. That 10-inch tablet, if you have one that you'd like to get rid of, give a call to, it needs to work. It needs to be able to get the internet and stuff like that. You can talk about the price when you get on the phone with the person. 740-396-1829. 740-396-1829. 1829. I can see those people out there. They're measuring to see if the tablet they're trying to get rid of is 10 inches. Doesn't want the smaller ones, okay? Just the bigger one. All right. Let's see. Where are we? Okay. Some trivia questions about March. We already know that St. Patrick's Day is going to be celebrated on the 17th, right? We knew that. What planet is the month of March named after? That's a pretty obvious one, just because of the first three letters. Mars. March is named after the month, after the planet Mars. That's kind of nice to know. See, now we're going to give you all sorts of stuff. When you go to that St. Patty's Day party on the 17th, and everybody's a little loaded, you're going to know all this stuff, and you're going to be able to look really smart. All right. What was Mars the god of? Ooh, that's interesting. What was Mars, which, by the way, is the name that gave name to March, the month of March, the planet Mars. What was Mars the god of? I assume that's in Roman history. It says right here in Roman. He was the Roman god of war. So he probably has got his head out poking out right now as we worry about our friends and neighbors in Ukraine. According to the ancient Roman calendar, what was the first month of the year? It was March. This is the ancient Roman calendar. They changed it after a while. But in the ancient Roman calendar, March was considered the first month of the year. Kind of an interesting change of things. I wonder why that we decided to slide two other months in before it. And one of the months we decided to do 29 days or 28 days. Now, that's based on, you don't want to lose a day somewhere in your four-year calendar. So they have added a day. All right, let's see here. Where am I? You're not going to believe this question that they put on as a trivia question. Which month comes before March? And then they ask next, which month comes after March? Boy, they were really digging into the deep delves of trivia. Of course, March is preceded by February, and after March comes April, of course. My favorite day of the year, April Fool's Day, comes right after March. I really don't like that day. I do have a great friend who works at the credit union I used to. She absolutely loves April Fool's Day. And you better be careful if you're around her, because she's going to put something over on you, right? How many days are there in March? Now, I always have to go to my knuckle thing. You know, if you count across your knuckles and then back up, you can find out which months have longer and which months have shorter days. But in March, it has 31 days. Okay? Now, you know what goes on, and I know this because being a former assistant athletic director at two universities who were both pretty good in basketball, you know what I'm going to talk about next. March Madness. March Madness. Probably the most madness I remember, I mean the most exciting March, was my very first March in intercollegiate athletics, because I went with my basketball team, DePaul University. We went and we played all the way to the Final Four, and we played against well, the other teams in the Final Four were Pennsylvania, who we played and defeated, Michigan State with Magic, and also Indiana State with Bird. So that was a pretty big time Final Four that I was lucky enough to be part of. We lost to Bird. I think we lost by 2 points. It was very close. And the guy that we had guarding Larry had wrenched his knee the night before. So he was about 80%. So who knows? Maybe we could have been playing against Magic. I don't think anybody could have beat Magic and his team. Was it Kelser, the other guy that was so popular on that team? Anyway, that was quite an exciting... well, we were out in Utah for, I don't know, 3 weeks or something like that, because there was no sense in coming back because we kept winning. So let's see here. Who organizes the March Madness basketball tournament every year? Do you know who does that? Yeah, of course you know that. The NCAA. The NCAA organizes that. And I'll tell you what, it's quite an ordeal. You know, it used to be, I mean, I was in that business at the very beginning of teams having the watch the draw thing, and everybody thought we were really something special because our television stations in Chicago came and took pictures of our guys watching television to find out where we were going to go in the draw. And now it's ubiquitous, right? It's everywhere. Everybody has a watch the draw. Even the ones that aren't even going to get in watch it. When was the phrase March Madness coined? Now, that's kind of interesting, because March Madness was actually coined in my last year at DePaul University, and that was 1982. I came to OU, Ohio University, in 1983, but I didn't know that it was coined in 1982. So anyway, hey, if you have a 10-inch tablet, you know, that gets internet and is in nice shape, we have a young lady that's looking for one. Give them a call at 740-396-1829. That's 740-396-1829. For a 10-inch tablet. Now, she's got a little one. Doesn't work as well. She wants a 10-inch tablet, so it needs to be in pretty good shape. If you know, get the internet and get all the stuff that you expect to get on a 10-inch tablet. And you can talk about the price when you get them on the phone, okay? Also, we have several events, or a few events, not several, just a few events going on. The 47th Annual Harding Day Dinner will be held on March 10th at All Occasions Banquet Facility at 6989 Waldo Delaware Road down in Waldo. That'll start at 6 with hors d'oeuvres and wine and beer and that sort of thing. It's $40 per person, but it be $50 per person if you wait till March 2nd. And you can get reservations through anybody who, or through people at the, oops, I've lost that phone call. I was just getting ready to pick up the phone. Let me make sure I have lost it. Hold on just a second. Hi, you're on the air. Yep, I lost it. I'm sorry. Call on back. Okay, so you can get those tickets through people at the Republican Party. They're having that event. Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 1117 is having a breakfast on the last Saturday of the month, which is at 7. They're going to have the breakfast at from 7:30 to 10:30, and that will be at the VFW Post 7201. That's at 1614 Marion Marysville Road, and that is open to the public. Those are some of the things that we've got going on. And the again, that one item that we're looking for is a 10-inch tablet, you know, the electronic type tablet, that will get internet and is in good shape. 740-396-1829. We got about 13 more minutes, so if you got stuff that you want to find or sell or get, give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's our phone number here at WWGH. Okay, let's go on with our March Madness stuff. I really didn't know that March Madness was coined in 1982. In which year did the NCAA tournament commence? Now, this is something, it's quite interesting to know. Now, you know, the NIT tournament was very, very important early. But the NCAA tournament started in 1939. And ever since it started in 1939, the NIT tournament, National Invitational Tournament, has diminished in its importance. I went to that many times. I think we went, different teams I've been with went to that tournament. Probably I went there six or so times. Let's go back to the phone and see what we've got. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn, I got a question about the NCAA tournament.
Okay, give us a question.
I was a little young when you guys, when you said you went to the Final Four with Bird and Magic.
Yeah.
But I started watching DePaul because they were on WGA sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But when you guys went to the Final Four, who was your guys' star player?
Mark Aguirre.
Oh, Mark Aguirre, really? Yeah. He played for what? Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, he played for Dallas, then he played for Detroit for a while. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Now,
all right, yeah.
Now Mark was a super guy. He got a little testy in his junior year and decided to leave and go pro. But really a generally nice guy. I really liked Mark. And he's working, I believe, for Isaiah Thomas right now.
Well, last I knew, I thought for a while what he do in announcing.
I don't know that he ever did announce. He could
have. I thought I'd seen him do an announcing maybe a year ago or somewhere around there. Mark Aguirre.
Yeah, right. Now, last night I was listening to some of the basketball games that are going on, and I was shocked to hear Fran Fraschilla, who was one of my coaches when I was at OU, and he was doing a great job. But.
Oh, back at that time, who was their coach? I can't remember.
Ray Meyer.
Then his boy ended up coaching later.
Yeah,
right?
Joey, yeah.
Yeah, but, man, I sure like to see DePaul do good.
I would, too.
I liked him, but, you know, of course, I'm a Cub fan like you.
Yeah,
a Cub fan ever since I can remember. So.
I'll tell you an interesting story about being a Cub fan. My mother was a Cub fan. She lived outside of Boston, but she was a Cub fan ever since she could remember. She was born in 1910.
Uh-huh.
She,
wow.
And she never got to see him win the World Series, and I did.
Yeah, I've thought about that with my father. I lost my dad 2008,
yeah.
And he was a Cub fan, and he just used to love watching me getting all excited.
But, well, one of the joys of being a Cub fan is you know you're going to lose most of the time.
Yeah, but so you know what? We got to see it once.
Yeah.
And Bob Newhart got to see it. He was 90-something years old.
There you go. Yeah, I love it.
All right, sir. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love talking about my Cubs. Anyway, I gave up on them this year. I said to my wife, they're dead to me. I was not happy with the changes they did, but I'm back. I'm back. I've got all sorts of good memories of going to baseball. When I was... matter of fact, we were talking about WGN. The gentleman just called in and talked about WGN. I was in the negotiating team to get DePaul on WGN. It came down to a question of we had a choice. We could either be on WGN or Chicagoland. It was owned by the guy that owns the White Sox. Oh, I can't remember. Anyway, it was a television station that was only local in Chicago, but it was very high power, and they had the White Sox on, I believe, and they didn't have the Cubs because they were at WGN, but they offered us, I think, $500,000 to do 3 or 4 of our games. But now the caveat to that was they could do 3 or 4 games, and they would allow any national televised games, but no other games could be on television. Whereas WGN offered us half that amount of money, but all of our games were going to be on WGN except for the ones that were going to be broadcast nationally. I recommend to our athletic director that we do WGN, even though it was half the money, because we would get more exposure. And he went along with that, and it really helped us out, get a lot of exposure for at least the 5 years that I was at OU, I was at OU next, the 5 years I was at DePaul. We had a good time. Anyway. Enough about me. We've got about 7 more minutes. If you have anything to sell, anything to buy, or you want to talk about an announcement of an event, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Again, we have the 47th Annual Harding Day Dinner. That will be on March 10th. At all occasions banquet facility. It will start at 6 p.m. And tickets are available through the Republican Party. And they cost, if you get advanced dinner reservations, it's $40 a person. The keynote speaker, by the way, to that will be Secretary of State Frank LaRosa. All right, Vietnam Veterans of America is having a breakfast on the last Saturday of the month between 7:30 and 10:30 a.m. That'll be at the VFW Post 7201, and that's down there on 1614 Marysville Road. And that's what I have right now. We have a young lady that's looking for a 10-inch tablets. I couldn't remember what they called them. You know, the electronic tablets, nice little things. But she wants a 10-inch one. She doesn't want anything smaller than that. It needs to be in pretty good shape. It needs to be able to attach to the internet and that sort of thing. Call and find out what she's willing to pay for it. 740-396-1829. That's 740-396-1829. We're down to our last 5 minutes, so we'll give those couple of things one more time before we get off, and I'll give you a couple more little facts about March Madness. Let's see. Which team won the first ever NCAA tournament? This is kind of interesting. I'd never heard this mascot name, but the Oregon Webfoots. Is that the same thing? Hi there. Somebody honked as they went by. I wonder if that means the same thing as the Oregon Ducks. But anyway, it was called the Oregon Webfoots. That must have been way back. All right. Name the only coach ever to have won both the NCAA and the NBA championship. And I've met this gentleman. I wouldn't say I know him. I just met him. Larry Brown. Larry Brown has won both the NCAA and the NBA championship. Kind of interesting. One last thing about March Madness. Who coined the famous phrase March Madness? Do you remember that? You have to be as old as me to remember this, probably. Yep, you're right. Brett Musburger. He was the guy that coined the phrase March Madness. And I'll guarantee you, if you've ever been to it, especially, I've been to it several times because my teams went. Most of the time, I was only in for a game. But when I did go for the longer haul, it was great fun. Now, the NIT was great fun, too. The only time I was ever up on the World Trade Center, the Twin Towers, the only time I was ever up on the 100, and I think we went up to the 101st floor and had dinner for the NIT. It was a great time. We actually ate at the restaurant on the green, I think it was called, or Tavern on the Green, which was down in Central Park, and they provided all of our kids with very expensive dinners. It was great fun. All right, one last time, I'll give you the stuff that we've got. We've got a young lady looking for a 10-inch electronic tablet. It needs to be in decent shape and be able to get the internet and do all the things that our tablets do. She understands it'll be used, so they might not have the most modern, the most current apps, but it needs to be in good shape and it needs to be able to get the internet. 740-396-1829. That's 740-396-1829. And then we have a couple of events I'll announce one last time. The Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1117, is having a breakfast the last Saturday of the month, between 7:30 and 10:30 in the morning, and that'll be down at VFW Post 7201, which is on 1614 Marysville Road, and that, by the way, is open to the public. I think I have one other thing that I'm supposed to read. Yes, the 47th Annual Harding Day Dinner will be on March 10th, and that'll be at the All Occasions Banquet Facility down on Waldo, Delaware Road in Waldo. And it'll start at 6 p.m. That's when you go for the hors d'oeuvres and the, you know, the wine and the beer and that sort of stuff. But the advanced dinner reservations will be $40 per person. If you wait till March 2nd, or if you go past February 25th and go, they will take your reservation till March 2nd, but the price will jump up to $50 a person, $320 for a table of eight. Make checks payable to the Marion County Republican Party, and I'm sure that's where you can get some tickets. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
You know, Abe, there's been this thing for years that people thought you were dead. Do you think that has worked against you in your career?
Well, I wasn't that crazy about it, but I accepted it. That's what it was. People thought I was dead. And I would walk into a...